Next up, we have Stacy Ulver. Originally from the Pacific Northwest, she is now a girl now grown into a woman with a 30-year on and off connection to the Southeast Alaska. She considers Juneau her full-time home for the last 7 years. She is a Jill of many trades, with the experience of changing oil in a 65 Mustang, developing a hearing clinic in an ENT office, and teaching her kids to use a KitchenAid mixer. This is an important thing. It's dangerous. A storyteller here, and a partner, new empty nest parent, community volunteer outside. She has the grit to find joy when plans go awry. Welcome to the stage, Stacy Sawatsky Ulver.
It happened on a very pleasant Pacific Northwest spring day when the sun is out longer than it's hidden behind the clouds. And you start to dream of planting seeds with the anticipation of juicy cherry tomatoes, crunchy green beans, and very orderly green bounty. My story has a setting of a small, beloved garden, a group of very active, loving toddler preschools, and a grand, singular vision of a meaningful, lifelong, memory-making gardening experience. Gardening has always been part of my life, I'll admit, as mostly an observer and a beneficiary. Some of my favorite childhood memories are of a terraced garden in my grandparents' yard in eastern Washington and the other grandparents' huge raspberry patch and containers of big, fat, juicy tomatoes. Going into adulthood, I was a beneficiary of many a bag of cherry tomatoes and beans when we visited my parents and my daughters helped pick. This gardening experience grew as my relationship grew with my husband, Barry, and we had our first home together in West Seattle, and we had this beautiful little 4x4 foot square garden with lots of squash and zucchini. And as life went on, we moved up further up north. We weren't to Alaska yet. We made a little stop in near Cedro Woolley, Washington, and we needed a little garden there. And we found a skinny little spot, the best part on that sloped lawn. And our children were there, and part of our rich life was this wonderful play group that we had from Babes in Arms. And time had been going by, and wanted to keep enriching experience with that. Kids were starting to all grow their own ways. They'd be in kindergarten soon. We didn't know how much longer we were all going to be together. So I had a plan. We were going to garden together. Yes, I would invite everybody over, and the kids would each have their own packets of seeds, and they'd have their own garden tools, and it would be orderly and beautiful. And they would all take turns, one by one, their precious little hands putting seeds in the soil. Can you picture it? I sure did. And the day came, and my mama friends brought their lovely kids over, and my daughters were playing. And this day started as they usually do. They came in, juice boxes were out, snack was had, and they went running to the playset. Of course, I'd had this plan that I would have a box, and I would have everything set out just right. So after the playtime was over, then we'd go over to the garden and we'd sit down and we'd talk about it and each kid would go up and have their turn. My friends asked me, Stacy, do you need any help? Because I didn't have anything out yet. I mean, I believe I managed to have it all in a cardboard box near the garden. I've got it. This is mine. It's my vision. I want this to all come together. And so as we were having this conversation and we're listening to the sounds of the kids in the playset to the right, something shifted. All the sound of the kids was now on the left. We turned, and I must have had an audible, ah! My plan was gone. They were everywhere. Seed packets were opened. Tools were out of the box. Kids were in and out of the dirt. And in that moment, which I'm sure was just a moment, but it gave me enough time to think, should I shout, no? Should I shout, stop? This isn't right? But I didn't. I paused. In that moment, I chose to just let go, see what happens. And in my best preschool mommy volunteer voice, I asked, hey, friends, what's going on? And I'm not sure which child it was. They all blurred together, but there was a very clear voice. Stacy, we're helping you. And they did. Any angst or pain of not having my plan, it was gone. I had so much joy just watching them play. And yeah, that garden was a mess, but it was a green, glorious mess with cherry tomatoes here and carrots all over. But we still created memories. We still had fun. And I just love the joy of letting go. Thank you very much.